Someone said, "He who develops the best artificial intelligence will rule the world." And the Antichrist will do that for a short season.
You mentioned that passage, Gary. That's the tool that they're using to dupe people to go along with literally having AI, I'm not joking, control the planet. To the point where one guy called the Antichrist is going to be able to push the button and he's going to control everything. Economy, education, agriculture, any kind of monetization, entertainment, military, religion, the whole nine yards, we cover it all.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Our guest this week is Pastor Billy Crone, who returns to discuss the last day significance of artificial intelligence. In the wrong hands, it can be a threat to humanity. How will it play into the last day scenario? Here is today's programming.
They don't realize it's not going away even after the term dies down. It is now going across the planet. And AI is running the back end of everything. We deal with the businesses, the finances. It's going to run your home. It's going to run your whole city, your shopping, your service, your entertainment, the media, the gaming, the agriculture, communication, education, medical. That was a huge thing. It's going to take over all the medical industry. Big Brother, you can think it's even taken over the police force where they're doing predictive policing, military, religion. Gary, this is why we said it's the AI invasion.
And that's what we're talking about for the hour. I am so pleased to have back with me my guest from last week when we talked about the invasion of the UFOs. This week, we are talking about the AI or artificial intelligence invasion. I'm carrying the 24-study DVD set. It's 12 DVDs from Pastor Billy Crone of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the artificial intelligence invasion. We're going to be playing a lot of sound bites. For those of you who are more visual, I encourage you to actually watch our program. You can watch the video version on our website where we show all the clips that you radio audience folks are hearing on our visual version. We show these clips, and they're quite astounding, to be honest. We've talked about this topic previously on Understanding the Times Radio, but again, the advances in artificial intelligence just from a year ago are just staggering. And there's a new organization that is prominent now that can manage it all. That would be the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. Could AI, artificial intelligence, be a part of the end time strong delusion? You may think AI is for such a time as this, but I personally agree with Elon Musk, who likely has no biblical insight, that it is summoning up demons.
This is why many tech titans, even many who are building AI systems, are scared to death of what they're actually trying to create. Here's Elon Musk.
If I were to guess at what our biggest existential threat is, it's probably that. So we need to be very careful with artificial intelligence. Increasingly inclined to think that there should be some regulatory oversight at the national and international level, just to make sure that we don't do something very foolish. I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure he can control the demon? Didn't work out.
It'll be like summoning a demon, he says. Yet the big tech giants from Google to Facebook are all racing, trying to become the first ones to build such a thing. Here's AI developer Gordy Rose, whose company Kindred is trying to build one of these demons, and just listen to how freaked out he is, trying to explain to the audience what's going to happen when this AI system is fully functioning.
This is an attitude that some are having, this emerging alarmism about the way this is going to go. So this transition is really, really massively important for our entire species to navigate. And going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying, nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background. While people bicker about politics and what's going to be in the healthcare plan in the U.S., and underneath it all is this rising tsunami that, if we're not careful, is going to wipe us all out.
I hope that is a sufficient tease for the remaining hour. And I want to welcome back to the studios of Understanding the Times Radio, Pastor Billy Crone. Billy, thank you. You were with me last week. You're kind enough to come back this week, talk about a different topic.
Thank you, Jen. It's always great to be on.
Pastor Crone, pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. I've heard you say, Billy Crone, that the development of AI, artificial intelligence, is as important as is the rebirth of the nation of Israel, as it concerns last day's significance. Why do you make such an astounding statement?
And on the outset, it does sound pretty astounding, but the reason why I make that summarization, Jan, is because we all know that the big prophetic moment was when Israel became a nation in 1948. The reason why is because Israel has to come back on the scene globally in order for the seven-year tribulation to occur. They're one of the not only key audiences there, but one of the key players, including with the Antichrist himself. They have to be in a position to make a treaty or covenant with him. That's the very event that starts the seven-year tribulation. They have to rebuild the Jewish temple that he's going to go up into, halfway into the seven-year tribulation, and commit the abomination of desolation. Until you have the Jewish people come on the scene, there's no way you're getting close to the seven-year tribulation and the rapture that happens prior. That's why 1948 was so huge. Out of nowhere, the people who were no longer people and could never come back, they came back because that's what got prophesied. I believe that AI is another watershed event. When you take a look at, once again, the events that are going on in the seven-year tribulation, you not only need Israel to come back on the scene, but you need something to run the Antichrist kingdom on a global basis. Clearly, in Revelation 13, he's doing things on a global scale with his religious cohort, the false prophet, where he is micromanaging the planet, not just economically with the mark of the beast. That is an aspect where he literally will know and micromanage every single transaction, every person, every product, what they're buying and selling. And so global basis, how are you going to do that? But it also says there, an order is going to be given to where you better worship the beast or the Antichrist, and if you don't do it, you're going to die, which means you got to have a Big Brother global system in place so that you will know who obeyed and who didn't, which means how are you going to know when somebody obeyed and who didn't? Well, you're going to know their conversations. You're going to know their proximity so that when you know they didn't obey the order, you know exactly where they're at, and you go find them and take them out, as the scripture says. All of that is on a global basis.
Yes.
How are you going to do that? Yeah, we got satellites. Yeah, we got computers. This is 24/7 real-life monitoring of finances and Big Brother.
You are correct. Billy, it's being promoted as a planetary savior, and it will be tied to a savior. It's the false savior, the false messiah, as you have said, because he has to run the planet. And even with his incredible supernatural powers, he still is going to need some sort of artificial intelligence to really run the planet.
Right, and that's the watershed moment, Jen. You can't hire enough people
to
monitor the planet, so guess what? You need something superhuman. It's here. It's called artificial intelligence, which means the events of the seven-year tribulation, including the global tyranny of the Antichrist, can now take place for the first time in the history of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
That's why AI is such a huge issue.
I played a clip of you saying that AI will run the back end of everything. Why don't you explain what you mean there?
And that's why we entitled our study the AI Invasion. Most people don't realize that it is invading every sector of society that you can think of. Now, it's being pitched, as you said, as a new savior. It's going to usher in such great convenience and a utopia. Really, what it's going to do is it's going to control every aspect of your life that somebody's going to use in the future as leverage on a global basis over your head. You want to go somewhere? You ain't going nowhere without permission because it's controlling the transportation. The seven-year tribulation has a ton of disasters going on. You're going to need a lot of medical care, diseases and famine and pestilence. Well, guess what? If somebody could control the whole medical community, they could use that against people, and that's, I think, what's going to happen. We know that there's going to be a food shortage with the famines, and there's going to get a point where they're going to be doling out the food on a global basis, a quart of wheat for a day's wages. They're controlling the agriculture through AI. Well, I'm going to blow the whistle on the Antichrist. No, he's controlling the global communication system with AI. Well, I'm just going to educate myself and other people what he's up to. No, they're controlling the educational system. They're controlling the media, the narrative. And most people don't realize that they have been schnookered into even their own private domain is not able to escape the eyes of, dare I say, the Antichrist in the seven-year tribulation. Because all of our homes are what? All these smart devices. You have not just a smartphone and a smart car, but you got a smart home with a smart TV and smart appliances.
I'm going to have you stop right there. I want to play a little clip, and it's from your presentation. And again, folks, we're carrying this set of DVDs, 24 studies, 12 DVDs, The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, but this one is The AI Invasion. And here's a little clip from the presentation, and it talks about your home. Your home that you consider your castle, it may be an absolute castle of artificial intelligence.
First, let's start with the Echo Dot. And don't let this small size fool you. This thing is extremely powerful, and this can run your entire smart home. What makes this really powerful is how it can link all of these items that I'm going to show you today together with over 50,000 plus Alexa skills and the daily routines that you can make with this. So I have a good morning routine. So when I say good morning, then it turns on my bedside lamp for me. It changes my smart thermostat temperature. It turns on all of my lights downstairs for me and also opens up my blinds in my office so I can go ahead and start early. So all of that in one command, it's really powerful and convenient. Smart lighting is essential to any smart home. So if you want a flexible and affordable smart lighting system, then check out Sangled. They have different packages for different needs. This 4-pack comes with a hub and it's really easy to set up. Just plug it into your router and the app steps you through the rest. You can control your lights through the app from anywhere in the world, but just like you saw, you can add voice control with Alexa and control the lights and place them in routines. My favorite is turning off all the lights at night with just one command by just saying good night. It's a pain to go downstairs and turn off every single light in your house. So with one command, you can just turn off all your lights, and that's so convenient. And it's just real world stuff that you can use every day. And once you have it, you can't live without it. Once again, it's a breeze to set up with the Alexa app. You can control it through there, or if you want, there's a physical switch on the side to turn it on and off. These are so convenient to have throughout the house. I'm sure you'll be buying more than one. You can make anything smart that basically plugs into the wall. So you can have this plugged into your coffee machine in the morning as a part of your good morning routine to start brewing coffee right away when you first wake up. You can control Christmas trees with it, multiple lamps. You can even control popcorn machines, all kinds of stuff with this. So these are super convenient to have. I love them. I have the same smart plug plugged behind my media console so I can control it by voice, which is awesome. I have this really cool routine set up for entertainment. It's called movie time. So when I say it, it turns off my kitchen lights, turns off my living room lights, but just leaves the ambient lighting here for that perfect mood for the movie. And I even have a smart plug plugged into a popcorn machine over there so it starts popping popcorn, and then it locks my door so I don't have to worry about it. So all of that in just one voice command is so powerful. It's really cool. This smart lock has all the features that you'll ever need. Of course, control the lock from anywhere in the world. You give keyless access through the app, give access to family members, and keep track of who's going in and out with the log of activity. There's a cool feature where it unlocks a door for you when you approach, so that is great. So if you have groceries or if you're carrying a big package in your arms, this is really convenient. And also automatically locks the door behind you as soon as you enter, so that's great for safety. And you can lock and unlock the door by voice command with Amazon Alexa. And you might think that's impractical, but just going to bed upstairs and not knowing if the doors are locked down here, you can just go ahead and ask Alexa. If it's not locked, then you can go ahead and lock it by voice. The person that's helping me shoot right now, John, he's away from his dog and he loves tech. So if that person sounds familiar, this is gonna be really good for you. So this is the Furbo Wi-Fi pet camera. And what John can do right now, even though he's away from his dog, he can check on his dog at any time with this big wide angle HD camera. And there's bark detection there. So if there's something going on at the house, he's gonna get a notification to see what all the fuss is about. And then he can calm down his dog if he wants to. And one of the coolest things is that you can also flick a treat and give a treat to the dog while you're gone. You can schedule this, or the coolest thing is you can actually do this with Alexa integration and just do it by voice command. Two-way talk on here. This is a really good way to get connected or stay connected with your pet while you're out working. I know a lot of people out work and miss their dog, so this thing is pretty cool.
Some of you may think I don't use artificial intelligence. Well, it may be embedded throughout your home more than you think. You can learn more with the DVD set AI Invasion by Pastor Billy Crone. Let me ask you this, Billy. How will this help establish, monitor, run the cashless society that we know is coming? Remnants of it are here now, but I think it'll blossom more during the tribulation.
What their idea is, Jen, and again, that's what Revelation 13 presupposes, is in order to control the buying and selling, you have to have a system in place that monitors in real time all potential financial transactions, every product that people could buy or sell, as well as the people who are making that transaction. All this talk about smartphones and smart homes, and by the way, they're even beyond smart homes. They're developing by the thousands what's called smart cities. all that monitoring technology that you just got tricked into bringing into your home that anybody can tap into and watch you, listen to you, they're now moving it out in the public arena. Their goal, and this is how they describe it, Jim, it's going to be utopia. When we take microchip technology and tie it all into this global matrix system, we'll be able to monitor everything to bring you convenience inside your home, outside your home. This was the watershed moment, not just with AI, but also with a recent development called the 5G technology. 5G technology gives these same entities the ability to have the internet speeds capable of tying in this system. I call it the matrix. They call it the IoT, the Internet of Things. Now they have the speeds capable of tying in every appliance, every video camera, every smart house, smart cameras, the CCT cameras, everything inside your home, outside your home. They have the ability on a global basis to monitor anything and everything that's going on around the planet, which again is what Revelation 13 presupposes, and not just watching, but listening. So when he gives an order that you need to worship the beast, the false prophet, they'll know exactly when anywhere on the planet. As far as the financial transactions, the infrastructure to control the global economy has been in place for quite some time. We already have a global bank. We already got global monetary systems that transfer money on a global basis. All of our economies are tied together.
There's actually coming a global tax as well.
Exactly, which is what they want. They also are promising that if we can, with the help of AI, because you need something superhuman, you can't hire enough humans to do it on a global basis, if you let AI take over your finances, and we're talking all, we're talking personal finances, personal taxes, your personal purchases on a global scale, then here's what they pitch to you. Then that would give us the ability to give you a UBI or a universal basic income. And many of the people who are behind the development of artificial intelligence are promoters of a universal basic income, including Elon Musk. What they say is one of the downsides of artificial intelligence and robots is about half of all jobs are going to disappear on the planet because AI can do it. You don't need humans. So this is their panacea. What are we going to do? Well, I know. Let us take over all the finances on the whole planet, and then we'll distribute a universal basic income for everybody. Wouldn't that be great? And people think that'll never work here in America. Well, twofold. Number one, how many people in America, basically, that's their way of life. They found a way you don't work and you live off the government, even though you could work. But more importantly, even recently, and this is what they admit, that the aspect that was going on with COVID-19 is an opportunity because of the disruption of businesses and finances around the planet that that brought, is for people to get used to the government doling out a bailout or a paycheck. And they admit that it's a precursor to this universal basic income. Just go ahead and stay home. The government will provide you a basic income, basic housing, and now you're starting to get into the talk of the World Economic Forum, Boss Schwab, where he actually says, we'll own everything, you won't own anything, but you'll be happy.
You'll be happy. Folks, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. You may wonder, what on earth are you listening to? I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line with me Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church from Las Vegas. And we are talking about the rise, the mushrooming of artificial intelligence, because I've viewed a number of the teachings in the 24-study, 12-DVD set on AI by Pastor Crone. Honestly, we need 4 or 5 hours to cover it all here on air, but we're going to do it here in this hour. And let me jump to a couple of other topics in the series, Billy Crone. Because you introduced me to in this study that there were some driverless trucks and cars out there. Let's just quickly play this clip. I'll come back and talk about it.
It's no secret. Houston's highways are choked with traffic. But here's something you may not know. The semi in the lane next to you may not have a driver behind the wheel.
Yeah, Channel 2 anchor Owen Conflenti explains how the future of the trucking industry is now.
The future of trucking is now, as autonomous, or should I say driverless, semi-trucks are rolling down Texas highways every day. One of the companies leading the way says the goal is fuel efficiency and safer roads.
Autonomous trucks don't text, they don't drive drowsy, they don't drive distracted. They are always focused on the road, and they are always prioritizing safety first. One of the first things I did when I joined this company was to talk to the engineering team and to make sure on the engineering roadmap we had a way to be able to honk the horn when kids and other motorists made the universal signal asking us to do so.
I did not know that these things existed, Pastor Crone. Supposedly, they are much safer, which, you know, that puzzles me a little bit. I mean, you'd think, an innocent driver next to a driverless truck or car, seeing what they're seeing would freak out and cause an accident right there, but the defense is these are much safer.
With all this technology, Jan, it's being pitched as it's utopia, yeah. It's going to be convenient, it's going to be great for you. But again, they even admit half the jobs are going to disappear because it's all going to be automated. Most people don't realize this. I've had kind of an inside scoop on this AI driverless technology, including semi-trucks. For years, our state, Nevada, has been a test ground.
Okay, interesting.
That's been going on for years. Now it's beyond testing. It's already being implemented. There's semi-trucks right now across the United States, and there are no drivers in them. This is not hyperbole. This is already in place. Let me explain to you the rationale, and then let's talk about the current administration. Why would they deliberately get us away from being energy independent from traditional combustible engines, gasoline?
Yes.
And why are they pushing this green thing? I think it's part of control. And the reason why I say that is because Matthew 24, Jesus speaking of the people in the seven-year tribulation, not the church, we went prior, he says, when you see at the midway point the abomination of desolation, he says, those people, you better just flee. And then he says, whatever you do, don't go back to your house. That particular house thing, I don't think it's by chance. If you go back to what we just discussed, smart home and all that, and they can monitor everything, because you go back to your house, you're dead meat. You can't hide in your house. They can see you. They can hear you. You say, I'm going to go back to my house, and I've stored up a bunch of food, and I'm going to survive. No, they're not. They're going to shut your lights off. They're going to shut your AC off. They'll shut your heater off. You'll freeze to death. Your appliances don't work. Your food goes bad. So don't go back to your house. But he says to flee. I've read that scripture, I don't know how many times, Matthew 24, where Jesus warns the people in the seven-year tribulation. My guess is, I bet you the enemy's probably read that. He knows that people are going to be fleeing, so what would he do? He's going to keep people from fleeing. How's he going to keep people from fleeing? They'll just hop in their car, their bug-out shelter and all that stuff. They'll make it to safety, not if you control the transportation system. And that's the downside, Jan.
Yeah.
It's, oh, wouldn't it be great? Well, you could take a nap while you drive. And remember those days when you could text and drive? Well, now you can because AI's driving it for you. That also means on a global basis, because these things are being steered via satellites with AI, that means they're controlling the transportation on the whole planet. And it's all vehicles. It's cars, trucks, even public transportation is being automated, Jan. Taxis, buses, subways, even planes. Imagine you're the Antichrist. The order is given, worship me, I'm God, the abomination of desolation. Of course, you know people are going to freak out and flee. Not everybody's going to obey. So what are you going to do? All you got to do is push a button. Nobody's going nowhere. You control the transportation. Your car doesn't start. Or it says there, if you don't worship him, you are going to be killed, clearly in Revelation 13. Think about that. Maybe he lets people flee, but then he purposely steers the car off a cliff or into a ditch. All of this, Jan, is not coming. It's current technology.
Yes. So you say he who develops the best AI will rule the world. Now, some of this AI, a lot of it's going on right now. I mean, Siri, Alexa, all of that's AI. It's a lot of people's homes. That's why I played that extensive clip. Some are living in smart homes, and they may not even know it because they just think, well, this is modern technology, but it is part of the artificial intelligence world. You say he who develops the best AI will rule the world. Well, we know who will develop the best AI. That'll be Mr. Antichrist himself.
Exactly. In fact, what's interesting is that quote you quoted me is actually from Vladimir Putin, because he knows the power of this global technology called AI, that you could use this to literally micromanage and control the planet. Whoever gets to the top first, and that's a whole other aspect we deal with, there's a race for AI. AI is not coming. AI is already here in a multitude of arenas. It's already invading the planet. And it isn't just the big corporations like Google and Facebook and Amazon. Those are some big promoters of it for various reasons. But even the militaries.
We're going to get into that in part two of my programming. And I also want to ask you, and we can deal with it here, but I'm down to a couple of minutes from this segment, and then I need to take my break. But you introduced me to holograms and the AI-generated hologram. The holograms can become anyone. It is a realistic image of absolutely anyone. I think will be the perfect tool for Mr. Fix-It, Mr. One World System Government.
Absolutely. And I was blown away, Jan. I mean, I've kept up for years on a lot of this technology, including 3D holograms. But when you combine it with AI technology, I had no clue just how realistic it is. These images that they're creating with AI, number one, they are so realistic that it's not cartoonish anymore. You could literally see the pockmark in people's faces, the hairs. It's wild. The resolution is insane. It looks like a real person inside the computer.
You show it in a lot of your clips here.
But that's only half of it, Jan. Now these images are being combined with artificial intelligence, which means you're not just looking at an image. Now you're interacting with that image in real life in a non-scripted conversation. And one of the examples we give, and this is out of a developer in Australia, it could be a man, it could be a woman, it could be any gender, any race, ethnicity, you name it. This example was an AI baby, like a toddler, just at the age of learning to read. It was not only so lifelike, but the guy says, now I want you to interact with it. Yeah. And he says, watch this. Hold up a picture, and the AI baby in the computer screen is going to see you holding it up, and it will tell you what it is. And it's non-scripted. So he holds up a picture of an apple. And sure enough, the AI baby turns to where he was holding the picture up inside the computer, and then he says, apple. Then he interacts and holds up another picture, and it's a picture of a dog, and he says, what's this? And he goes, dog.
But this is a hologram baby. This is an artificial intelligence baby, correct?
Exactly. But again, it's not just a static, real-life image. It's an image that literally is communicating with you.
It is. We got to pick this up on the other side of my midpoint break in the program. We're going to do that. Folks, we're talking for the hour with Pastor Billy Crone. Again, he pastors Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. We're carrying his 24 studies on 12 DVDs, part of his Final Countdown series. This one is the AI or Artificial Intelligence Invasion. It's in my online store, Olive Tree Views, views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org. Call my office, get on my newsletter lists. Just a heads up here that Olive Tree and yours truly are being misrepresented on social media and particularly on YouTube. There are fake channels being posted to YouTube with our radio program. Some are asking for money, which we never, ever do. So if you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, that would be helpful. You will always get the proper programming sent to you. There are other places online we're being misrepresented, and you can contact the ministry if you see things posted that seem to be fraudulent. This applies only to online issues and not to any of our radio stations. I'm back in just a minute or two. Don't go away.
We hope you'll stay in touch with us online through olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Write us through the mail at Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In this age of fake news and false teaching, thank you for trusting Understanding the Times Radio and Olive Tree Ministries. We hope you're taking advantage of all that Olive Tree Ministries has to offer online and in print. Visit our online store with 24 cutting-edge products to help you become watchmen on the wall. Find that at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Why not sign up for our daily headlines that will be delivered to your inbox every morning? Our print and e-newsletter will keep you ahead of the news of the day as well. Sign up online or call our office Central Time. We will be joining Pastor Jack Hibbs at his Fall Prophecy Conference on September 11. Find that information on our conference page at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. This event will be live streamed on September 11. Speakers include Pastor Jack Hibbs, Amir Sarfati, Jan Markell, and Pastor Barry Stagner. Consult with Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California for all details. Don't unplug. Stay up to date with news and information that will make you a part of today's Watchman on the Wall.
He's so concerned about AI spiraling out of control, becoming superhuman, and then controlling humans and or destroying the planet, that this is his method. He wants to hurry up and connect the human brain to computers to hopefully control AI before AI controls us.
We know you can't always be by a radio, so just remember that our programming is posted to our website in both its audio and video format. Just go to olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org and then to radio. You can also find us on YouTube, Rumble, LightSource, and His Channel. Now here are Jan Markell and Pastor Billy Crone to wrap up today's programming.
Every new generation of wireless networks delivers faster speeds and more functionality to our smartphones. 1G brought us the very first cell phones, 2G let us text for the first time, 3G brought us online, and 4G delivered the speeds that we enjoy today. But as more users come online, 4G networks have just about reached the limit of what they're capable of at a time when users want even more data for their smartphones and devices. Now we're headed toward 5G, the next generation of wireless. It will be able to handle 1,000 times more traffic than today's networks, and it'll be up to 10 times faster than 4G LTE. Just imagine downloading an HD movie in under a second, and then let your imagination run wild. 5G will be the foundation for virtual reality, autonomous driving, the Internet of Things, and stuff we can't even yet imagine.
Self-driving cars, smart cities, fully connected homes, robots. This is the future, and it will be powered by 5G. The G stands for generation, as in next generation wireless network, and it's going to be fast. But when? 2020 is the working date for most of the wireless industry. The four nationwide carriers are already testing the technology. Chipmakers are building processors and radios for 5G communication, and network equipment companies are building the backbone. But 5G is about more than just super fast downloads and fewer dropped calls. It's really about connecting the Internet of Things, all those sensors, thermostats, cars, robots. Right now, 4G just doesn't have the bandwidth for all those devices, but 5G will. That's why it's a game changer. Imagine self-driving cars instantly communicating with traffic lights and other cars, or a surgeon with VR equipment and special gloves operating remotely on a patient thousands of miles away. 5G will make that possible.
So aren't you glad you're a part of the 21st weird century? Because the artificial intelligence that's out there, and matter of fact, all of technology that's out there, some of it's stunning, some of it's very helpful, some of it is potentially very, very controlling and downright evil. And there's going to be an entity that's going to tap into it, two of them actually, Antichrist and False Prophet, during the tribulation from which the church is absent. And they are going to micromanage the entire world. And that's where we came up with some of our comments that he who develops the best AI will rule the world. Somebody else said AI can become smarter than their creators, and that is a terrifying thought, but that's happening. Someone said that AI is more dangerous than nukes. I hope I'll be able to talk about that here in the closing segment of the programming. So I've been dealing for 2 weeks because last week Pastor Billy Crone was with me. We talked about a different topic, and that's the rise of the whole UFO experience that was given new life by a Pentagon report that came out the 1st of June talking about what in the world these unidentified flying objects would be all about. This week we're talking a different topic because we're carrying his 12 DVD set, The AI Invasion. It's part of his final countdown Tribulation Rising series that he has. Learn more about all of that at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. And again, we have the DVDs. We have several DVD products from Pastor Crone in our online store, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews, views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org. Billy Crone, I had to interrupt you for a break. I want you to go back to where you were in part one of our programming so you can finish your thought, but please save some time for me to talk to you about what on earth is the first church of artificial intelligence? What about AI when it comes to national security? Is all of this a part of the end time strong delusion that we keep referring to? We talked about that last week as well. It seems like a great convenience here, everything we're talking about, but it's going to dehumanize people, and all of its efforts are for evil and for the Antichrist. But let's go back to where we were in part one, where I had to take a break for part two of our program.
We were talking about the image of AI and how they're no longer just a static image. They're extremely lifelike, even to where you could see the pockmarks on the face, but how it can actually speak and interact in real time with a non-scripted form of communication with a person outside the image. As soon as I saw that, my mind went right back to the scripture, Revelation 13:15. Keep in mind, this was written 2,000 years ago under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle John, and he's describing the Antichrist image. And it says right here, he was given power to give breath to the image, this thing was lifelike, of the first beast, the Antichrist, so that it could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed. That's exactly what we just described. The AI hologram technology, the image technology, can be made to look like anybody, including the Antichrist.
Yes, that's right.
But it continues, not just an image. That image has to have the ability to speak, meaning it can interact and decipher whether or not somebody obeyed to worship the image. And if it didn't, it's going to give an order for that person to be killed. We just described it, Jan. And this technology can go global.
There's a mysterious thing that's going on in 21 cities around the world. It is a giant statue. I have no idea if it's tied to things we're talking about. I know it's a literal huge statue of a man that moves and talks and is going to be visiting 21 cities. And folks, if you want to watch the visual version of our program, which we provide, you have to watch it either on our website, olivetreeviews.org, our YouTube channel, on Rumble, on his channel, on LightSource. Billy, do you think that statue could play a role here?
Absolutely. When you take a look at the videos that they're releasing of this giant image, 10 stories tall, it can take the image of anyone, including yourself.
In other words, this statue could take the image of anyone.
Exactly, including, fast forward, to the seven-year tribulation.
Yes, uh-huh.
And that certainly fits back in the Roman days when what did the people of Rome do? They didn't just worship Caesar, they worshiped huge statues of Caesar.
Yeah.
Now we have the technology where you can implant that image on the Antichrist on a gigantic scale. These are being peppered around the world. Wouldn't surprise me if he uses that as well.
Let's talk about national security here for just a moment. And I do want to play one of your clips here eventually. But as someone said, it's one thing to use AI for dating. It's another thing for using it to fight military battles. And you've got some other presentations that show how some of this future fighting of the military is going to be controlled exactly by technology. And in the case here that we're discussing today, artificial intelligence, as a matter of fact. Here's a little clip from the presentation, and it talks about how this will be used for national security.
All right, the Pentagon is looking to move towards artificial intelligence as a central plank of America's national security. Just this week, the DOD released an unclassified version of its new AI strategy for the new millennium. So here to discuss, legal and media analyst Lionel of Lionel Media, my purveyor of AI news. Lionel, you're shaking your head already. I haven't begun. I know you've got a lot to say about this topic, but do you think AI has really come far along enough to entrust national security on it?
You kill me. You kill me.
I gotta ask.
Has it come along? Well, let's go back to square one. Let's don't say robots. And you and I have done this a million times.
Yes.
But for those who've just joined this foray into intellectual, the circus that we involve in, don't think robot. Robots are cute. Robot, you program the robot.
Right.
The robot does what you want to do. Okay. Artificial intelligence programs itself and programs you. So when you have a welding tool in a factory, that's great for robots. If you have something that serves food to military personnel, that's one thing. But Manila, if we have a weapon system that is going to decide when it engages in the enemy, who the enemy is, how it should react, for how long and where, I want you to imagine putting into this AI matrix, this algorithm, morality, consideration, history, diplomacy, this notion of anger, politics, how it will look. How do you do that? And what artificial intelligence wants to do, no matter what it is to extricate itself from your control. And everybody talks since Asimov and Heinlein,
right.
You name it. We've talked about this horror. What happens, Manila, when we say, I can't turn this thing off? I can't.
Right.
How can you protect us from that?
Especially, as you said, this is going to decide for the Pentagon in the future of when to drop this bomb, when for this drone to take off and bomb a village.
This is the scariest thing, and nobody's sounding the alarm. Nobody is saying, wait a minute. AI is one thing for dating apps and home,
sure.
Or whatever it is. But warfare? And as we always say, Manila, what could go wrong?
Billy Crone, the scariest thing is that no one is sounding the alarm, and that would be how this might be used for the military.
And it's not how it might be used. Most people don't realize it's already being used on a massive scale. And it's not just our own U.S. military. It's every major military on the planet. And this has been going on for years. To the point, they are already tying AI in on a global scale to run every piece of military equipment you can think of. They're called unmanned vehicles. It could be jet fighters, jeeps, submarines, tanks, you name it. Then they give them what's called swarm technology, to where these individual vehicles can communicate with the other AI vehicles and literally swarm their prey. Then they are miniaturizing them, making them into armed robotic animals, robotic insects, even in the ocean, robotic sharks and jellyfish. Then, just like they're following a script or something called the Terminator movies, because that's basically what we're talking about here, they are making militarized soldiers, literal Terminator robots. In fact, one of the ones we exposed, recent development, is the one from Russia, and it's called Fedor, F-E-D-O-R. And this thing could not only use power tools, it does push-ups, it could drive a Jeep, but it uses pistols in both hands, and it doesn't miss its target. And my rule of thumb is this, Jan, that's what they release in the news. Do you think that's the latest and greatest model? I don't think so. So that tells you, if you're already that far along that you admit in the media, what do you really got that we don't know about?
Folks, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line Pastor Billy Crone. We carry his 12-DVD teaching, Final Countdown, the AI, or Artificial Intelligence Invasion. Is there any wonder, I kind of introed the whole hour here with Elon Musk. Hey, we're summoning up demons. Here's a guy who's involved in AI, heavy. Elon Musk, and he says we're summoning up demons, and in fact we are. We've invented them.
Yeah, and here's another interesting thing, and I found this, talk about a gem. It was an interview with Elon Musk, a recent one. Once again, he is sounding the alarm about his concerns with AI. He exposed the real reason why he has invented this device called Neuralink, N-E-U-R-A-L-I-N-K,
right.
Neuralink. This is his device, and it's coming out real soon, where it will enable you to be implanted with a brain chip. The rationale with this is that this Neuralink device will allow people who are paraplegics or quadriplegics to regain their limbs. And granted, that would be fantastic. But in this interview, Jan, he admitted the real reason why he wants to link with a brain chip our brains to computers, which, by the way, he said he's hoping the procedure will be as quick as a, quote, modern-day LASIK eye procedure.
Okay.
You go in and pop the brain chip and you walk right back out. On the tape, he admitted, why did he invent this? It wasn't just for the paraplegics. He said he's so concerned about AI spiraling out of control, becoming superhuman, and then controlling humans and or destroying the planet, that this is his method. He wants to hurry up and connect the human brain to computers to hopefully control AI before AI controls us.
One of the statements that caught my attention, some say AI is more dangerous than nukes. That's a strong statement to say that AI is more dangerous than nukes. I'm not sure who said it, but can you explain the sentiment behind it?
It goes back to the military perspective.
All right.
And this is what they're saying. The whole way of warfare with AI and all these unmanned AI-run vehicles, AI Terminator robots, they're not coming, folks. They're already here. It's well documented. They're saying it's a whole new way of warfare, meaning that a new Cold War has already begun. And if you go back when the atomic bomb was first developed, and they used it to put a stop to World War II finally. But did it stop? No. Then the race was on, the Cold War, where now everybody was scrambling to get that technology beyond the United States. Other people got their hands on it, Russia and then China. The race was on to get and build as fast as you can the biggest, baddest arsenal of bombs you can get to beat your enemy. They're saying, Jan, this is why it's more dangerous than a nuclear bomb. That's what's going on with AI. The militaries around the world have already developed AI. They're already implementing it into their military strategic planning and equipment. But the race is on to build the biggest, baddest AI than everybody else so that you can win when the war begins.
Folks, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. Pastor Billy Crone, pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. I wanted to transition for just a minute here because one thing that really got my attention, and again, I watched a number of the presentations. The clips are from the various teachings in the 24 study 12 DVD set. One thing that got my attention was the first church of artificial intelligence. It has its own gospel. It has its own manual. And the makers of it say, at least this will answer when you talk to it. And that is the suggestion that God won't answer. AI then is calling itself God, small g. But help us understand the first church of artificial intelligence. And how would my listeners run into the first church of artificial intelligence?
It's a new movement going on, and what they're saying is it's only natural that we head in that direction.
Okay.
Because you have this system that's connected to all information on the planet via the internet, so it has, in their mind, all knowledge. It's connected to all the CCT cameras and all the monitoring equipment, even going back into your smart homes, smart cities, so it's omnipresent. It could see everything. As their words say, it's a billion times smarter, and they say, what else would you call that other than God? And that's the rationale. Again, they don't need Jesus Christ, but they still have this innate desire to worship something.
Sure. I'm glad you said that, because that is an innate desire for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? AI, they're pitching it as it will do that for you. In fact, you're thinking, oh, come on, people aren't going to do that. Well, Jan, we shared also in that same section where we're dealing with AI and, quote, religion. I couldn't believe it. It was in print. And it was a guy. Here's the title of the article. He says, my daughter prayed to Alexa, and here's the incredible thing that happened next. And let me just quote a little piece of that. He said, as a father of five with a busy career, and I'm trying to crush it every day, it's easy to blur the lines and make excuses for not noticing our children. We can forget about them. So we asked our 9-year-old daughter, Lily, to pray for our meal, and that's when it happened. Here's what she prayed. Dear Alexa, please bless our meal today and Daddy. And then everybody laughed, and she got embarrassed. And then he says, it was very profitable about artificial intelligence and the nature of prayer. And then it shows a picture of him and his daughter kneeling beside the bed, the premise of praying to Alexa. He says, why? Because AI is always listening. And he says, as a parent, I needed to start listening too. In fact, it will answer AI your kids' questions, even if you won't, as a parent. And then we checked, and when asked of its opinion of Jesus Christ, you know what Alexa responded with? Jesus Christ is a fictional character.
Wow. We could pronounce the benediction right now, Pastor Krohn.
Yeah.
I want to play one more clip. Again, it's from your series here. We haven't dealt with it in this hour, and I think we should, because certain nations, particularly Sweden, are just huge into microchipping. And I would say in a lot of countries, starting with Sweden, I mean, the future is here.
The most cutting-edge thing about Hannes Sjöblad isn't the phone in his hand. It's the microchip actually in his hand. The tiny implant is the latest advance in a biohacking technology that is steadily becoming a part of normal life in Sweden.
We have created a new implant, which is not a chip, it's a full device where you can add different lights, different vibration, different functions. Sweden is a very tech literate society. And I think this is the main explanation really why a lot of Swedes are adopting chip implants.
Swedes haven't been shy about upgrading themselves with the new version. Thousands already have microchip implants that they use in their daily lives, waving their hand to gain entrance to the gym, confirm their ID, or make payments. A short moment of pain not putting them off becoming part Swede, part machine.
This event is an implant party, simply where ordinary people can show up and get a microchip embedded under their skin. The biohacking movement in Sweden is hosting them all over Europe.
I think it's really cool. You don't have to carry any keys or anything. It's just your body. In maybe 10 years, everything will be in your hand.
In Sweden, more than anywhere else, the future is already here. The national train company SJ has around 2,600 people signed up to use microchips instead of train tickets. And no need to mind the generation gap. 18-year-old Felicia and father Magnus still bear the scars of their new implants. Student Hannah Herving is also freshly chipped and now just needs to program it to open doors. Although, importantly for a future career, it does already connect to her LinkedIn.
People have been putting these chips into animals for 20 years, so I'm not worried about that.
The long-term goal is for the new chips to help provide medical care in remote communities. They're already getting under the skin of the Swedes and may soon become just another normal part of modern life and of the human body.
Billy Crone, you made a comment earlier in the program. Because we're running out of time, I don't want this topic to expire here. And that is the future of AI as it concerns medicine. Give us a couple of minutes on that.
The whole medical community, Jan, it was the only topic that we dealt with four times. I couldn't believe just how extensive AI is permeating the medical culture. But then it began to dawn on me as to why. I'm convinced that when you read the scripture and you look at all the atrocities that are going on, the famines, the wars, the pestilence, the people that initially survive, and maybe they'll die later on, but eventually you're going to need a lot of medical care. So if somebody could control the medical industry around the world, it's a whole nother layer of leverage. You want those wounds treated from the fires that ravaged the planet? Yeah, no problem. Bow knee to the Antichrist. You need your medicine because you're diabetic? What's that? You didn't say yes to the Antichrist? You ain't getting no medicine because we control it all. Oh, the famines and pestilence. Yeah, you're right, the diseases. You want that disease diagnosed and or treated? Take a chip, right? Take the mark. Then you'll be able to get it. And Jan, the whole medical industry, from the administration to the making payment to the doctors themselves, you don't need doctors. It's all being automated with robots and virtual nurses and virtual doctors. They're having AI robotic surgeries. Mm-hmm. The human element is being removed as we speak. And that's the danger. Once you remove the human element from the medical community that everybody depends upon, it's a life or death issue, then that gives one human, the Antichrist, the ability to have massive leverage just in time for the seven-year tribulation when he's going to tell people, you worship me or pay the consequences.
Well, we need, I think, Pastor Billy Crone, to tell people, I mean, we're talking a lot here about some things. Now, some of what we talk about is going on right now, but there's coming what's called the seven-year tribulation from which believers are absent. It's only the pagan world that goes through that seven-year tribulation, and all of this technology, this AI technology, will absolutely blossom to levels we can't comprehend. Some of it is outlined and even illustrated by way of video in this 24 teaching 12 DVD set that we're offering by Pastor Billy Crone. It's in our store, olivetreeviews.org, or call my office or get on my newsletter list. What we want, ultimately, is for every listener to this program right now to escape that seven-year tribulation. And there's only one way they can do that. I am down to about 3 minutes, but it's all yours if you would like to share with them how they avoid this terrible time.
The Bible is very clear, Jan, and a very appropriate way to end. It's not a time to be fearful. It's a time to be faithful. As Christians, we need to finish strong as the bride of Christ. But if you're going to avoid this horrible time frame called the seven-year tribulation, then there's only one way. You need to become a bride of Christ. And that only happens when you call upon the name of Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive you of your sins. The Bible says that if you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you'll be saved. Well, saved from what? Well, the scripture's clear. When you become a born-again Christian, by the grace and mercy of God, receive the gift of eternal life. You can't earn it. Jesus did all the work for you on the cross. You just need to receive it. And he says there, he'll save you. Part of that is, when you become a Christian, the Bible's very clear. Romans chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians 1, and 1 Thessalonians 5, which is right before and after the rapture passage. It says, we are saved from, we are not appointed unto, and we are rescued from the wrath of God. And the Bible is very clear. Why do you not want to be in the seven-year tribulation? Because it is 7 years nonstop of God pouring out his wrath on this wicked and rebellious planet. Therefore, if you want to be saved from, not appointed unto, and rescued from that, you need to get saved today and call upon the name of Jesus Christ. And that's what happens. The Bible says we don't know the day nor the hour, but you, as a born-again Christian, will go at the rapture prior to the seven-year tribulation because we are not appointed unto God's wrath. That's the ultimate preparation. You want to be a prepper? Be prepared with salvation through Jesus Christ. That's the only way.
Very well stated. You can learn more about Pastor Crone at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Actually, Billy Crone's going to be visiting the Twin Cities where I headquarter. Actually, that'll be in October. He'll be ministering at a local church. Again, we'll be back at Revive Church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. That event is Thursday, October the 14th at 7 p.m. We'll be sitting down and having a conversation with him. You'll be able to attend and ask questions. It will be live streamed at Revive Church, and that's 7849 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Again, Northwest suburb. of Minneapolis. That's Thursday, October the 14th, 7 p.m., Revive Church. That's formerly Brooklyn Park Evangelical Free Church, only the name has changed. Pastor Mark Henry, you've heard him on this program many times. Pastor Krohn, I'm down literally to 30 seconds. If you want to wrap it up in 30 seconds, I think you've done a good job, but go ahead.
Jan, number one, as a Christian, this information is shared with you not to scare you.
Yeah.
It's to inform you and equip you. We don't know the day nor the hour, but all this is a fantastic, wonderful reminder from God that it's getting close. Our departure is soon to be appearing. We need to be excited about it, but we also need to be faithful. The reason why we're still here is because there are souls still in need of saving.
Yes.
So finish strong, share the gospel, and look forward to his soon appearing.
Say when the time was right, the sea parted, the walls fell down, the lions went hungry, the sun stood still. The waves were calmed, the stone was rolled away, the clouds were parted, and the Lord ascended. And when the time is right, the King of Kings will return. God is never early, he's never late, he's always right on time. And his plan for you is good. I want to thank you for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.
Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. Sometimes it seems that life doesn't make sense anymore, but the Bible scripted the last days and has let us in on the end game. Let's try to encourage one another through these difficult days and remember that everything is falling into place.